So, dear Winter, yes, I realized now this is all too excessive and we need to come to an end, right? Therefore, this is my final call to action, right? And I say that I will not record any more podcasts until we get back to talking. Because today I failed, or we failed, but it wasn't your fault, of course, it's my fault. Or yeah, I said it last week, I should take this action, this initiative, of course, and I'm sure I will. Just yeah, give me some time, because it's totally like I said in episode number 5, that you make me feel like I have to do a thousand things to even be worthy of your glance. And to do that, right, you need to really think it over and over again, and need to prepare, be prepared. And so I saw today in you, maybe, yeah, we're back. Can't escape you. And there, maybe I noticed some tension also in you, that maybe also you were that tense like I all this week. And then, oh, this, but I didn't even dare to look at you when I arrived in the morning, right? Because yes, I don't know why I'm always like this, but this is the point. I also like to cling on to this kind of emotional behavior, this emotional pattern, where you feel so oppressed and feel like, oh. And it has to do also with my communist theory, that I feel, yeah, this was the natural feeling I already had earlier, before becoming a communist, that I'm so oppressed by society, by the system, the university or the workplace, and I don't even understand how is this all possible, and I'm so ashamed of myself and so oppressed by the bosses, by these anonymous rules there at the workplace. And therefore I also want to, yeah, want to sense that and only feel like this every time I come there. And although I know I they wouldn't need to feel this way, or it's always fine then when I'm nervous before a meeting, but then it always goes fine. And I wonder, yeah, couldn't you be more confident? But no, I say it mustn't be like this. I must be also like this to feel this oppression, and to really also accumulate this grief and anger inside, that hopefully in a revolution can turn out. But I don't want to be happy under those circumstance today. But yeah, that's a different topic here. Politics, let's put that aside, politics, and now dedicate ourselves to love. And but this already points at the paradoxical problems here, that in love, yeah, maybe you should try to be happy, because if not, where does this lead? I mean, yeah, isn't love all about happiness and feeling so whole? Exactly. And this is all problematic. It's all been too much platonized, like I said last time, and we don't dare to think of the material base. But now, those past days, yeah, I was thinking of that material base, like looking each other in each other's eyes, or touching, having sex, and all these gestures and kissing, feeling each other's skin. And this would be so great, like mainly in this poem, I felt like this was the key verse, the key part in it, that I wanted to press my body against yours and just give you, embrace you. And exactly. And everything else, I don't even know. Well, the other thing, this with the sleepy face, I found this so good. What I said in number 11 and wrote in the show notes of number 10. Yeah, that this would be the maybe two crucial things where you can really feel the other one and be in this sensual contact. And now I gotta tell you, yeah, there maybe you're also this nervous like me, but there's no need, right, to be nervous. And now I tell you, yeah, it's all gonna be fine. This at least is gonna be the last podcast that, yeah, brings such a high tension with it. Because I feel intuitively that it's all going to be lowered once we get back on track or talking. And but the point is that you, yeah, that I can explain why I'm so insecure, because I also had this feeling in December, yeah, now it's maybe better to go this way and give it all time, because time also fosters love and imaginations. And but give it time. Yes, and sure, I'm sure of my feelings. That's what I felt also in December. It doesn't matter, right? There's no rush. I mean, I'm not so sure of your feelings, but I might intuitively sense something going on that might be mutual. But okay, still no sureness, but also nice to keep it here on this in the unclear, on this mountain ridge I was talking about. Stay there for a while and imagine, and also, yeah, be depressed a little and think, oh no, no girl's ever going to look at me again, and also this special girl somehow, yeah, it's all ruined now. Blurry, unklar, nebulous is a nice word, nebulös also in German is similar. Nebulous is a big cloud hanging over your head and you can't see clearly. Like now outside there's a lot of clouds and it's raining heavily, and this great red rain is also creating it's good for all the plants to grow. It creates it's like I don't know what I'm talking here, I'm not really focused, but that's the point about today, that I also felt too weak there at the office to even go to, because all of this weekend I didn't sleep so much. And then yeah, last night this episode that was recorded and published, it was also a little intense, but okay. And yes, but therefore yeah, today I will really be that that guy, that sane and healthy and go to bed early, and so I really can wake up early and feel it's a great day with all kinds of powers flowing into my hands and in my mind. And this magic power would just be to go over to your place and look in the eye. And yeah, it's kind of also nice to delay it, decelerate, because I already feel that accelerated inside. So because of all this, I said, yeah, you make me want to do more than I could possibly do in a lifetime, but okay, because I have to show you and prove to you that yes, if only you could look at me, then could totally be that man you imagine, although I don't know what kind of man you imagine, but still I would try. And yeah, and then but this is too accelerated, this yeah, creating too much pressure and might make it seem impossible to go to act really. Therefore decelerate a little. But now I think we're on track. It doesn't matter. Those remaining days, this week, who comes to see who, but yeah, if you would come to see me, that would could also be a tender checkmate, like I said. And this would be so great. I would appreciate it so much. You only would have to say hi, like I could then take care of the rest of the conversation, right? I can talk so much here at least, and I always gonna come up with something. And but this would really be the standard checkmate I was dreaming of. But doesn't matter, right? Yeah, but why am I talking even about this? Because you gotta make a plan, because our brains, yes, they are complex and can do a lot, achieve a lot, calculate, but if there's no instruction, then they're gonna be lazy, because it's also good to save power. Like, you're not gonna calculate it all for nothing and waste your energy, your nutrition, the power that comes to your brain through nutrition. Why are you gonna waste it? So this is the key problem with liberalism. It leaves us so free, but this free liberty, it sets totally, let's lose our will. It leads to atrophy, a nice word, which means like a muscle that is simply underdeveloped, that is not used. Verkümmerung, atrophy in medicine. And this is my thesis, that in liberalism all our minds are kind of atrophied. We're not able to think of our lives and make a plan and conceive the world, because this big other thing, this society structure and pressure and the expectations, and this is in most circumstances not even possible. And there's this big atrophy. So liberalism is a total it's such a rip-off. I mean, they sell to us capitalism with this liberalist dogmas and doctrines that Stefan and Wolfgang, they all buy it and they're all for it, and therefore I have to hate them so much also. But hate is, can also have something tender in it, right? It's always ambivalent, but still have to be really committed to that also. Or at least in this past, in the last episodes in German, therefore also don't want to go back to German. It's too painful to go into these kinds of debates and struggles here in Germany. I really, my view is now on the horizon and watching all over the world, but mainly because of you, Winter, because you also maybe like to see the world or travel. And I was now thinking traveling would be nice, but also here it's nice, right? Always working is the best, because it gives you the structure, and there your brain knows what to do when you're traveling, like me, like I told yesterday. It's also embarrassing, but okay, this journey in South America, then you don't know, can't even come up with a plan. But that's okay, if you're young, okay, it's normal, you can learn. And you are so young, of course, and therefore this feels also a little, I'll put you under so much pressure, right? But you're a strong girl, and although you're so young, and I see all this in you, that you're so intelligent, and I don't know, it's so bright. And therefore I have to speak to you, because I want you here, like te quiero in Spanish, and want you here with me. And this is the problem, these imaginations then are too heavy to be lifted alone, as I said. And I imagine you being here in my room, or lying in my bed, or on the sofa, but this is too much, right? And therefore this is all kinds of imaginations that get too heavy, and I think, no, I'm not that man. I would have to clean up here, or all my old clothes are lying around here and should wash them, but it's not even possible. It's too much to wash on one day even. And what should I do? I mean, this is the whole pressure. I mean, I solely wanted to explain this to you, and this is also kind of male pressure, because I think there are positions between men and women are a little different, but this all doesn't matter, because now I feel so in love. And we'll see if it's mutual or to where this could lead. But I feel now I'm in this process of truth with you already, that we're both equal and so together already mentally, and I'm seeing the world also from your perspective, and therefore I don't even feel like a man, like a full man anymore, and rather feel like a Mischwesen, like a entity composed of two sides or structures, a composite being, right? Because now I'm also female, I feel, because I also feel you,
and also feel like my organs, everything, my lung, my hands and brain, but also my sexual organs. It's all only for you, in a way, connected already to you, and it's like the whole world outside is not even there. There is no erotic tension or field, whatever, towards other persons, because it's also safe in this bubble and in this safe space, this holy special space where this is all connected, your uterus or whatever these organs are, and the testicles, and they're all working together. I get this feeling, it's a perfect harmony and composition, and they don't have to be physically together too. But okay, this is my point with material communication. Was a nice show title, I think, in episode number 123, or at least it should have been show title, because it was better than the productive forces I chose for that. But the material communication is so important, because you think of communication and think it's like only words or signs and gestures, mimics, and of course this is also communication, but still might be better in love or affection. This caressing and stroking and kissing might be also this communication, and even better because it involves the material base of our beings, our bodies, and it feels so grounded that you feel connected to the whole earth, because normally you only feel your own body, but then you feel this other person. And yeah, I think this is in love, that these material proceedings there, when you stroke or rub or what, frick, this is friction, or kisses and hugs simply, and this is already sex. Yeah, always defining sex a little differently here, but I think this vulgar discourse today is always thinking of the penetration, especially from a male point of view, because women don't even maybe need that. It would be also nice only to stimulate with the hands, and yeah, but this is not real sex in my opinion. It's not good enough, not that long lasting, but really this kissing and this stroking, all this could really lead to a intense, wonderful material communication. And I gotta say, I feel pretty tired today and wanted to go on for a while here, but maybe it's not even that good, right, to lay off the pressure a little for tomorrow and this week, that really anything could happen, and I would be grateful for anything. But I just want to tell you that all this, yeah, is troubling my mind for these reasons, this pressure, also the male position, also in sex, of course. Yeah, there is this specific position where, well, yeah, there's always a little different or more complicated, like when you have this penis and it could ejaculate, but this then would end the pleasure and the act for both, and therefore there's also this great burden on the man. And this, I say, yeah, this is a biological fact, maybe we can't change that, but therefore we have to talk about social roles, and that there also has to be a change. This doesn't have to be oriented and simply the same as in those biology roles. But I say, well, now talking about all this and about our relationship of friendship earlier, talking about this, I also got this feeling that you totally, yeah, maybe seduced me and, or yeah, gave me all those signs, and I just wasn't confident enough to interpret them in the right way from the beginning, and therefore now I think also, like, yeah, what am I explaining here, even about the female passivity, and this is all bullshit, right? Or see, I just didn't understand the female position and female powers, and so much more subtle, than I could have imagined. But still, yeah, therefore, still have to make this point maybe that, yeah, now, in this, when you put us men into this position, then we become playful and we like to play and we say, oh yeah, this is so great, seducing, right? Like me here, I'm talking, and maybe this act of talking becomes more pleasurable, or you think, oh yeah, I could go on forever like this, and this is the problem. You feel then more powerful. It's not an equal position. You're the female position is more reactive and waiting, and this is then not so good. And yeah, this is my point, but I think it's clear now. And oh man, what more can I say? I annotated a lot, but I think this material communication is the key. And then that, yeah, the first base could maybe be this look in the eyes, and then the talking is the second, is even more intense, is also already material in this way, at least when you see each other, then this is the material connection, like over the internet or a phone, it's more of a mental connection then. And the third base would really be touching, and to whatever this leads, but yeah, I don't know even if this is really the tender checkmate and the sensual pressure. All right, this is then sex, or in my definition, this sensual pressure is the greatest affirmation, the high point in love. The material base lowers the tension and leads to equilibrium. Well, this is something I annotated here. Okay. Yeah, I think I've already said some things that were good to say. And yeah, okay. This male position is a little aggressive and so on, and I also have to say this, and therefore also keep mentioning Stefan and Wolfgang, because this, I don't know, this whole sex and social spheres, those fields or areas of our lives, of society, of communication, those fields are deeply interconnected, interlaced, entangled, and it's not even clear how to separate them. Although I feel, yeah, not this erotic, but for Stefan and Wolfgang not, but this aggressiveness, I say, has to do also with the sexual desire, and I can describe it just that, yeah, what I said, men are more like this, they have to compete, and we're put into this place by society, so it's not even our fault. And I yeah, also don't want to blame men so much, but I think I made my point clear that I rather like to talk to women or explain to them what could be possible in love, or how they could think, and that they have to fight every step of the way. I know it's hard, it's going to be so hard in this reaction society, in this society waits, although it claims and labels itself as feminist, like our Annalena Baerbock, the foreign minister, claims to be feminist, but this is totally reactionary society, and totally expects from women and puts them in this place, in this reactionary place. And yeah, especially in love, where it really matters. And so you will have to fight against this inner rule that is encoded in you and say, yeah, it doesn't matter, I will be on the initiative, I will attack and look for this tender checkmate. I mean, those men, they, yeah, they're, let's face it, they're also so inexperienced these days. Sex has become a really rare thing. And you have to be careful with them, right? You also, but still you have to attack, because if not, well, you know, nothing will happen. It's not simply not going to go down. Yeah, this is what I have to tell to you. That is better here to talk to these women and explain my point of view of love to all of them, because I feel men are already privileged, and either way, yeah, they might be suffering and without love, without finding love, like those friends of mine. But still, I say this, that still there's the male position in the social position is still superior and it's better therefore to be a man or more comfortable. And yeah, therefore we need to tackle that and therefore address women, I say, and say, yeah, really. But yeah. And yeah, therefore I have all this also shame. The shame about my body, about some parts maybe. And yeah, this all leads to this situation we're now in, that really I feel like I can talk. Unsteadiness. And yeah, but let's not make it too complicated. Maybe you would like to once go out, and I can only propose you that, right, because we have a plan, because it's good to have a plan, because not nobody wants to make a decision. But I just find it so beautiful there in this city where we work. There, there's a church. It's right there, you can see it out of the window. And there is a really nice place, a hill where you can look over the city. And it would be, yeah, just so pleasing to go there with you if you'd like someday. And yeah, I think it's also nice to have a coffee, like somehow snapped into my discourse back then in this first episode in English. But a coffee, well, that's I can't even think of those material products when I'm with you, because then you are this only star in my eyes. And yeah, this would be maybe not possible with this. Therefore I think this would be a great place where we could go someday if you'd like, and you could just give me the sign, right? Give me a sign and could wear your necklace, and this would be the sign that we go there to church, right? This would be nice. And this is also so subtle, right? In yeah, but I don't know what so subtle, and this is the playful side of seduction, right? And yeah, but this is the crucial thing. I want also to do this here because I got this feeling nobody knows the ropes, and I don't know either. It's so difficult in love. And it also went really fast when I got together with my girlfriend from Peru, ex-girlfriend. Yeah, there I got this feeling went so fast, but also because I and she, we both wanted to be so sure and be in this relationship to make this experience and not wait. And yeah, this was also great, but still it was really fast. We met on Bumble, and then already 3 weeks later I think we were together. And yeah, this was great. I mean, this what I said yesterday, you have to learn, and everything looks different from a different angle. And she was such a brilliant girl also, but now I can't think of her or anyone else. And just say yeah, this is also a reaction then to this, that now I felt, yeah, why not take it slow? I mean, it could be really infinitely slower when, I mean, but this is also ambivalent and not so great, because I feel there's this underlying fear is also a reason for this slowness, this underlying fear that it wouldn't be so great, the reality of this possible relationship, that one could get disappointed, disillusioned then. And of course this is also disillusion, like what I said, when you live together, or at least pass the night together and see each other's sleepy face. But this is also so great and would be so exciting, of course, the first times, but maybe later you get used to it. And this is the crucial part, I think. This is the crucial part that's also inhibiting me so much, because in today's liberalism, or as we say here also in Germany, neoliberalism, but let's stick to liberalism, You always strive for more, and you have this feeling it has to go up and always up and up. And this is how my biography, how my thinking is going to be. And you never can get free from that, right? This is the society that surrounds you. So you have to tackle it really. And this has to be a straight line up. Doesn't matter where. It doesn't even matter. This is not even a coherent thought, because liberalism is like this. As I said, really stupid, but still it rules over our heads. And this is the key point, that then you get this impression in love, at some point there's going to be reached this high point, and from there it's all going to go downstream. And how can this be? This mustn't be. This has to be so ideal and platonic, and this high love. But I tell you now that I have already now this little experience in love, and think it's not like this. It's always getting greater. Also with my ex-girlfriend, it was just, yeah, different views and problems, but still I think that also there it might not be the last word, as we say in German, das letzte Wort, might not be over forever. But yeah, this is not, or yeah, I mean, also this hurtings and the separation are part of the love process, and it's always, in a way, always getting higher and always going up in this way, that yeah, that always there are going to be differences. But even to see and sense this is already something good, although it might seem that concrete situation like a huge setback and like disappointment. And yeah, but exactly, this is only I wanted to explain that, yeah, I looked at you today and you're so beautiful, and I can't get by you. This is always what I thought, that you're like a magnet, like in this poem, because you sit there and I always go there to the kitchen and think like, oh man, this is so nice, this magnet here, but I can't go. Come too close, because then you attract me and can't get I can't get off you again, right? Because it's so powerful. And yeah, and why, when you feel this and already sure at least of my own emotions, then why take it so fast? It can be slow, but this is my point, it doesn't have to be so slow from now on, and could be like this. It's maybe if I clean up my room a little, could come here for a visit someday, or also very soon would really be nice. And but still, you of course have to decide, mainly because I like this female power and having really a woman that is so powerful and holding her giving me all sorts of instructions and demanding a lot from me, like you already seem to demand through your signs and through your indirect communications. But now I demand from you that you also demand from me even more directly. And yeah, just tell you this, that it could be anything, and I really also needed this time to, I don't know, think about my life and feel that I can be a person. Well, you also can be a full person if you're not in a relationship as a single, but still it's so much more beautiful to live this love, and it's what I want to do now. I'm not sure of myself and my being in the world, but still sure of this feeling of you, sure of what you are in this world, that you are this person I want to touch and to connect to, and feel that this is my perspective now, that I can only look at the world now from this standpoint, that I also know that you are there and are yeah, but now maybe only one last thought, as I'm getting really tired.
And it's a shame because I was really excited after work, but then I went to this one coffee, right? This coffee place where I imagined also going with you, but I think it's not such a good idea, right? Because this material coffee always gets in the way, and I only want to see you and your eyes. And yeah, and but I don't know why I'm now a little tired, and only this one thing. That, yeah. So we passed whole. So that I was imagining something about a walk. Now I'm talking about these other women, and this is ambivalent. Like this Chinese woman. I don't even know. I haven't written to her, but she or you. Might be listening also, and I greet you there and tell you, yeah, this hasn't been such a good communication for me, because there back then it felt like I was really now looking for a new girlfriend, but didn't realize how entangled I still was to this other girl, Winter. And yeah, sorry, but maybe you can understand me and also enjoy this program and maybe also feel flattered. I mentioned you, but it doesn't matter, at least I felt so flattered this time seeing you and spending this time with you. And yeah, what I was thinking, that always sex is getting in the way and I don't want to think about it, therefore comes this polyamorous. It can't be that important, right? I think love is important, and also in love the sensual side is important, like pressing those two bodies together and feeling that you're so, there's so much pressure, right? This is then the right pressure, the sensual pressure. But then again, this sex, I'm always inhibiting and the thought of it. And therefore I say, yeah, it's good to be polyamorous and to say, yeah, it could be something normal with several people also. And yeah, I can take this decision. I can only tell you this. Yeah, from my point of view, it's like this. And but of course, you have to be... Well, now my microphone stopped recording, but it doesn't matter. I have to get to the point close. And yeah, this is very ambiguous what I'm telling here, and maybe might upset you, Winter. I don't want to upset you, right? But still want to get it out of my system. I want to tell you also this. Always those sexual organs, they hold a power over our thinking, and therefore maybe for men it's easier to be aggressive and be attacking like in chess, and therefore become good chess players, because, well, all encoded in society, of course, because they tell us to look at us like this. And but still, you want to get it out of your system, like in an ejaculation, right? Therefore, it's easier for a man to imagine or to strive for that. And for a girl, is like, no, I have to be this feminine. And this leads to this whole complex of problems that I described. That, okay. And this we have to break, right? And so hard to fight against it. But, okay, what I'm telling now is that I want to be like the Han in Korb, there's no exact translation. Of course, this is a term, like a metaphor in German, that says when there's only one man, but a couple of women around him, then he feels like the rooster in the basket. And exactly this is what I wanted to express here, that also with this Chinese woman, but with my ex-girlfriend, I would like to make this walk. I was thinking about this and showing them Germany, because yeah, there's kind of all foreigners, the girls I feel attracted to, but yeah, showing them the beauty of Germany and not thinking so much about sex. As I said, this is all, I don't want to think about it. It's not even that great, right? And it's always like, I also want to take the pressure out of it and say, no, I also can't be so good in sex and can't go on for hours or not even 1 hour. And really, you win if you want a man like, who can give you, you have to look for it. And I totally recommend you to do that, to look for it. And, but also in a relationship, maybe with you, Winter, but that's beside the point. Yeah, we have to talk about this topic. But what I mean is, yeah, it's simply nice to spend time, and it's even nicer to spend this time with women from my
point of view, because yeah, also with men, I like to friendship, like with his friends in the mountain camp, but still with men it's always like this, like yeah, you know, always getting so vicious, and I don't even know, for some reason there's a different level of connection with women, and I would like to try that. Therefore this thought came up in my mind that I would show you the Schwarzwald here, this forest over there, and yeah, it would make me feel so great to be the man, the only German there, showing you the beauty of my homeland. And yeah, I only want to be in this love relationship with you, Winter, and only this feeling then. But for some reason there's this other social feeling, and it feels like with polyamory it's nicer and easier also to get behind this whole thought about sex and say, yeah, there's always, this might be underlying, but in certain situations like right now, it's not even thinkable. I don't want even to think about touching those other women. No, this totally wouldn't feel right now. And but still, it would be great to be friends and to share this moment. And yeah, feel like the rooster in the basket. And yeah. And maybe you feel now that you can't give me too much, because then I will say, well, not only talking about sex or I don't know, but then you would say, then it won't be so interesting for me again. But again, this is exactly what I explained earlier with liberalism, that yeah, we're all in this way enslaved, incarcerated mentally, and being made ill by this ideological framework. And yeah, we can't escape it in a way, but I tell you this, that now you will be always interesting, and there will be different perspectives with different points of view, but I know that you, I see you and know you, that and also after all this time fostering these feelings, that there's no way that I forget you. It's also like with my ex-girlfriend, that because this is also important now, because if I just stopped loving her, this would also feel weird now in a new relationship, and telling you, yeah, I'm going to love you, but what is this worth? And really, if I say yeah, well, for some reason I stopped, the love stopped there, but it doesn't stop, it's difficult, it goes through hard times. And yeah, maybe this two loves I said is already enough, I don't know, maybe not for a lifetime, but for some years, and it can't be too much really. I can't have sex or be in a relationship with five women, or even three would really be too much already. And yeah, this is what I wanted to say, that now you don't have to feel insecure, but still might feel this way, because also I feel this way, and I feel so traumatic, especially thinking of those high points, like how is the perfect way to get there, this liberal always ascending path. You don't want the downside, you only want the upsides. It only has to get stronger and faster each time, but no, it has to be whatever we want to be. And yeah, we have to discuss it, this is the crucial point. If you don't discuss it, you just get dragged away. There's this atrophy, and therefore we also have to discuss, or some points we might also have misunderstandings, but disagreements, and this is then also crucial to really debate. And it's also hard, because yeah, I'm such a person that is shying away from these conflicts, but therefore maybe you are a little different, and yeah, I see in you so much beauty also in the sense of being, I don't know, so genuine and so, yeah, it's not even this feminine behavior, as I said maybe this doesn't even exist, and you're just being genuine, just being as you like to be, and this is so beautiful. But I perceive that you're also bright and you're intuitive, and you can come up with all kinds of thoughts, and therefore I say that maybe you could, you can understand this, what I'm saying, that in disagreements, where there will be disagreements also, really indispensable to debate them clearly, and this is also part of love, and might then feel like a low point, but this is all part of this integrated process I was explaining with my Hegelian philosophy, Hegel. And I should go back to Hegel now to relax my mind, because I have to come to an end here. And this is all just relaxing, right? Also what Hegel wrote, he wrote it to please his lectures. Of course you can say there's also some intelligent points in it, but this is not the main thing about it. And this is also about these podcasts. Maybe it could relax, but also build up tension. But now we have to cross it out and clearly say this is now over, or at least this doesn't matter a bit what's in those podcasts, because it only matters what we can create and talk amongst ourselves. And it's always we're so restricted and can't do anything. I mean, what can I really do today or tomorrow? You can't do so much for yourself, but I can now choose to sit down and read this Hegel book I have here, or I can clean up my room, as I said, would be crucial, or cook something for dinner. This would also feel healthy, like normally I'm not cooking so much and just eating what I get from the bakeries, and because I'm feels like I need also this girl in my life, and only then can be full and can enjoy all those pleasurable things and those things that are maybe a little more connected to the family life and the bourgeois life. Bourgeois isn't always bad, like in the economic life the bourgeois is oppressing us all, because bourgeois is the bourgeois system. But in family and personal life, it's also good to enjoy those pleasures and manners, like cooking a good meal, and I don't know, also courtliness, Höflichkeit, is also part of this, these civilized manners. And courtliness is a crucial point in love, in my view, because you are also like this. Your whole behavior is also so courtly, and also maybe only reacting, adjusting, but not only adjusting, but simply being so courtly, polite, courteous, civil. Well, let's say this, civil or urban. And you are like this, and there's not really much we can do, right? But you can at least enjoy those small little moments, and especially at the beginning of love, of course, each moment will feel like it's a big moment, and this is such a new, unexperienced thing that you're doing here. And this would be totally like this if we could go to this place I propose, but this all feels too high, right? It's like a proposal, feels like a proposal for marriage or something. But could be, right, if there's a church. But this all, all those imaginations, too heavy, and imagination is or should be a feminine domain, right? But with that, with that, I tell you this, that I think I've talked now myself into a state where I'm not that calm as I was after episode number 5, but I don't know, it's all a trajectory. It was maybe good to record even more episodes after this, I don't know, to see clearer, because you can't see if you don't make up your mind to a theory. But this crucial point is really that we now have to cross it out, have to cancel it, cancel the theory. And yeah, it's like I'm praying to you, but don't feel overwhelmed, hopefully, by this, because, or if you feel like, then yeah, just know that also I'm overwhelmed by you, and this is just my point, that you are so courteous, and yeah, I can't get over this, also if I don't have a plan or didn't have a plan until now, right? But this talking got me in this whole new position now, and feeling more confident. But with this, I really have to say goodbye. I think I can't even talk anymore. It's there's many good songs, not songs, right? Thong, something erotic. No, this thong tanga, but let's keep our mind here focused on those songs. There's this one, Nur ein Wort, a German song, is nice because it applies to our situation now that we must talk or give this word again. And Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado, I mentioned once, or So Long Ago. Yeah, So Long Ago, I think, is the song for now, because I listened to it earlier on work, and it's quite good. And Nur ein Wort is really nice. You can listen to that too, because it talks about a shy, was from the perspective of a girl, is the singer, and she's singing the lyrics like, from this perspective of falling in love with a boy that's so shy and that is not talking at all, and she says she feels attracted by his shyness and says like it's like he's putting up his traps for her, and wow, how can you be wondering even that I stumbled into your trap if you're all I only want to große Wellen schlagen. You're a deep water and I want to make big waves in you, this water, in your water. I want to shake your waters. And this I find also very erotic. And also this is what I feel. Deep water, that you are a deep water, of course, your eyes. And oh man, could also go on reading here. This love letter wasn't finished. There was something I said, wrote about your eyes. But yeah, I think it's all can be also said then in private. I mean, this doesn't have to be here in the podcast. But yeah, this that your eyes are like a sea, and I want to be this boat in it. I want to be cruising around and yeah, you are this deep water, but therefore, because I explained this now, I have to play this song and this other song. Yeah, we can play some other time, but now really has to be this one, because it's so nice in German also. I want to entangle you in this language, and hopefully you can learn it, but there's no rush, right, because an accent is also something erotic. I told my ex-girlfriend, she was learning, and said, yeah, she's gotta learn very quick. But I told him, no, don't be too quick, because that's so erotic, your accent, Spanish accent. And I didn't even hear you talk German, right? But yeah, I'm still learning, of course. And this podcast should now, or I already had this idea last year to make this like a learning podcast for people learning German. But yeah, could go into many directions now. It's always nice to keep it open. The future is so bright, right? It's all open and fluid, but it's not so great. You have to have boundaries in life, and you could be this great, greatest boundary. Not the only singular boundary. I mean, also have to do other things and work in life, but such a boundary that is only bounding me, and only the only thing I would crave for, that you set me these boundaries, and also maybe be reprimand me or reprehend. Well, it doesn't matter. Like a mother for his child, because I'm also a little childish in many ways, and therefore, but okay. With this, I think I should play this song and say goodbye and good night.